7 minutes past eight, and a Wiltshire man says he's missed his son's first Christmas, first steps, and will miss his first birthday because of delays getting his partner's visa. Simon Dufton lives in Market Lavington near Devizes and met his partner Ching when out in Beijing. She came to the UK on a visitor's visa, and eventually they had their son Noah in Bath in March last year. But a lack of communication from the immigration office while trying to get her permanent visa has meant that Ching had to go back to China in October and had to take Noah with her. He's been telling BBC Wiltshire's Christopher Mace why Ching is currently stuck in China.
It is purely because she requires a residence visa. We've registered to marry. She has got all the requirements that she should have to be living in the UK. It is just a matter that the paperwork process seems to have stalled. There doesn't seem to be a reason. She's a nurse, she's also an interpreter, so she's bringing a lot of things to the UK. She certainly isn't going to be a burden to the UK.
So what about immigration and the visa office? Why are you not able to get anywhere?
I absolutely cannot imagine what is going on in the immigration office. When we try to contact them by the telephone, you just get through to a call centre. The call centre provides you with nothing other than confirmation that you have applied. You then pay for that. You then pay to send emails. When you do email them, they come back with standard letters, even letters with wrong names and wrong dates on them.
But if you can't get through to immigration, and you're encountering those issues with email, In my view, the logical step would be to go to your MP, who I think is Claire Perry here.
It is Claire.
And I take it by the look you're giving me now, you have contacted Claire.
Yes, we've spoken to Claire. Claire wrote to me and she just said that really there are no ways of short-circuiting or navigating around this problem. You just have to wait. But waiting is something that we feel we have done. It's been long enough.
You have a son over there.
Correct.
He's nearly a year old. You're missing out on stuff.
Well, all the things that I would normally be doing with my son, watching him walk for the first time, taking him to get his immunizations, taking him for his first swimming lessons, having his first birthday with me, which is going to be just 2 weeks from now, I'm missing it all. And all his brothers, his grandparents, everybody is missing out. And there's no reason for it.
Simon Dufton, whose partner Ching is stuck in China with their British son while waiting for her visa. Well, we've contacted the MP mentioned Claire Perry, whose office has told us they have no record of any contact with Simon and Ching, but if they get in touch, they'll be able to look into their case for them. And since we recorded that interview, the Immigration Office has been in touch with Simon and Ching with an update. BBC Watch's Jess Wynne-Jones here to explain where we are with it. What's the latest, Jess?
Well, Simon's forwarded us an email from the UK Decision Making Centre, and it says the reason there's been a delay in approving Ching's visa is because of an outstanding payment to the NHS. Now, this dates back to March last year, which is when Ching was in hospital giving birth to Noah. The email says the Immigration Office was advised that the hospital was in the process of raising an invoice for treatment, and they've confirmed the cost of the care provided amounts to £7,263. Now, according to the UK Decision Making Centre, that's the reason the application hasn't been able to be concluded.
Did Simon and Ching know about this?
No, they received the email on Friday, about 3 hours after we got in touch with the Home Office press office asking for more information about the story. Now, Simon since told us he's very upset by this latest development, as they made the hospital very aware of the fact that Ching was from overseas and only held a visitor's visa. And he says they received a letter from the hospital about a month after Noah's birth, and it didn't say they would charge for Noah's care or for Ching's care. Now, Simon says the sum that's been quoted in that latest email is the first such mention that they require payment for Ching's healthcare, and is far more than even a private hospital would expect to charge. Now, he says the delay to the visa application for this reason, and for them to admit they've known about this since the end of January, is, in his words, too incredible for words, and calling the decision to delay writing to them for more than 2 weeks scandalous.
Have we had a response from the Immigration Office?
Yes, so they've told us that despite the fact that Simon, the father, and Noah, the son, are British, it was technically Ching receiving the care, and she was not on a visa at the time, which would have meant she was eligible for free NHS care. Now, in the statement, the Home Office adds that where applications are straightforward, their service level is to decide 95% of cases within 12 weeks. And they say they've contacted Simon to explain that Ching's application falls into the non-straightforward category, and they've explained what action they need to take for the case to be progressed.
BBC Watch's Jess Wynne-Jones. Well, let's speak now to Rahila Hussain, who's a specialist immigration and human rights solicitor. Rahila, good morning.
Good morning.
We're told this isn't a non-straightforward application. It's easy to see why they'd say that. Can you just explain for us to make it clear, when the father and newborn child are both British, the mother still has to pay for NHS care to have the British child?
That is correct under the immigration rules. The reason being that the mother is actually a Chinese national, and it would appear that she entered the UK in March 2016 or just before to give birth to her child. So she herself only held a visit visa when she entered the UK, which does not make her entitled to free NHS care.
So it is just simply that full visa you have to have?
Yes, in order to obtain and be eligible for NHS care, you would need to have legal residency in the UK that allows you to obtain NHS care. And unfortunately, in Ching's case, it would appear she did not hold this visa.
You make it sound simple. We've heard from the family, they say it's been anything but. I mean, is that a familiar story, even if the facts are the facts, they're not communicated well? What do you take from what you've heard?
Well, in everyday practice, it's quite common for the British embassies and British High Commissions overseas not to be in touch with applicants or their partners during the process of processing a spouse visa or settlement applications. Often we only hear from the British Embassy when they give a decision. Correctly, as your colleague mentioned, it does take usually up to 3 months to decide applications. However, it's not unusual for cases to take longer when there are such complications as speculated in Ching's case.
Yeah, you know, any mother, father listening, you know, the heart will go out to anybody who's missed these big moments. But in saying that, looking at this with a cold heart, I mean, should we have any sympathy for the family, again, from what you've heard?
Well, it's difficult not to have sympathy. Clearly, a family is separated at this time. There's a young child involved, and clearly the parents want to all be together. So, yes, there's, of course, a level of human sympathy. I think the best thing that Mr. Dufton and Ching can do is possibly pay the NHS debt, if so required, take it up with the hospital where Noah was born, see if there's payment due, and if they settle this debt, that would avoid any potential refusal in the visa application, which could, of course, make matters a whole lot worse, because that would require Ching to go through an appeals process, which could take over a year.
We hear, don't we, you know, around that the department is making things clearer, simpler, coming down sort of more fairly and also being more draconian when it needs to be. I mean, how is the current state of the lay of the land, if you like, in terms of that, do you think, for people knowing who's welcome in the country and who's not?
The immigration rules certainly got a lot more stricter over the last decade, particularly when Conservatives came into power more recently. They have really tightened up the immigration rules. We are finding it more difficult to bring people into the UK on settlement visas, such as spouse and fiancé visas, because the sponsor in the UK is required to earn a sum of £18,600 per annum to sponsor their partner, and that's irrespective of any children born abroad. So there is a decrease, perhaps, in the number of spouse and settlement visa applications we're noting at the moment at my practice, Greenfield Solicitors.
Rahila Hussain, thank you. Interesting comments. Immigration Human Rights Solicitor on the programme this morning. It's 8:15 now the time. Ben with you in breakfast.